proclamation number 8772 dated the March 7th, 1964. The early death of children. And I will provide you with strength because I need your cooperation on Earth which requires your free will. I could certainly choose vessels for myself and appoint them to work for me, but this does not correspond to my law of eternal order, because free will alone must and can be decisive, which then will also offer the guarantee of success. People are certainly willing to work for me, yet they often lack the qualifications to carry out a redeeming activity on Earth. And thus I know who voluntarily wants to do this work and serve me as a suitable vessel. And I will also know how to keep such a vessel alive and lead it through all adversities, especially when the human being is no longer filled with desire for the world but completely puts his earthly wishes aside for the sake of the spiritual work, which he will recognize as extremely important. And thus it will be possible to continue the vineyard work, and your endeavor will always be blessed by me. After all, there is as yet much to explain to people who are willing to listen, who will contact me themselves and to ask questions to which I will reply through my servants on Earth. You are repeatedly told that I have many schoolhouses in my kingdom, that the whole universe contains creations all of which serve the maturing of the once fallen spirits. And every work of creation has its own purpose. It will always serve the higher development of the beings whose state corresponds to the living conditions on this creation. And thus souls, which have covered the process through the earthly creations, will also be able to embody themselves on other stars, due to certain tendencies which only I am able to recognize, which assure their full maturity on other stars and can even result in those souls' incarnation as a human being on Earth who can already be entrusted with a mission. And this also explains the death of small children and babies whose souls would have been unable to cope with life on Earth but who, on the other hand, cannot be described as still being in complete opposition to me, so that I will provide them with a different opportunity for further maturing on one of the innumerable schoolhouses, which usually enable them to accomplish their task and provide the being with some maturity. In the case it is, in fact, not possible for these beings to achieve the childship to God, which is gained through an enduring earthly life, yet they will be able to achieve beatitude in the spiritual kingdom as well. It is also possible for them, after having already achieved a high degree of light, to descend to Earth again for the purpose of a mission and then also acquire the childship to God. So many circumstances and tendencies play a part in the soul's embodiment as a human being, including the degree of maturity which it will have already reached in its preliminary stages and which can decline due to the body's weakness but shall not, if the soul embodies itself in the womb of a mother which is unsuitable for the soul's state, in which case the difficulties of maturing are greater and can result in complete failure. Then I will release the soul from its external shell again and place it where its higher development will be easier and assured, because the soul is no longer blatantly in opposition to me. And thus there are many possibilities in order to help the once fallen spirits to return to me. Admittedly, the earth is the lowest and most wretched work of creation, but it is able to yield the highest spiritual accomplishments if the being is willing to travel this earthly path, and yet I know in advance whether free will or other reasons make it impossible for the soul to mature fully, and I will always helpfully intervene where the soul's helplessness requires it, which is unable to cope with its imposed fate and yet is not deliberately opposed to me. You humans are incapable of judging this, yet everything is based on my love and wisdom, and thus you also have to accept that I have my reasons for the early death of children, for nothing happens without reason and purpose, and everything is just for the benefit of the spiritual beings which once distanced themselves from me and shall return to me again. And I have infinitely many possibilities to reach my goal one day, and sooner or later you'll also know everything yourselves and realize what motivates my reign and work. But I am constantly concerned for the weak souls and will assist them in every way, for I also know a soul's degree of resistance, how far it has diminished and whether and how far it will still lessen, and accordingly I will place the soul where it can reach its goal fastest. Life on earth is indeed the only possibility to attain the childship to God. Yet I also know that and to what extent a soul is at risk of losing its already attained level and slipping back again. In that case I will prevent it in the face of its only very low resistance to me, which is unable to determine free will and the latter would not exclude a descent. Yet even before its incarnation as a human being the soul will be able to decide whether it wants to cover the earthly progress as a human being, and its will is complied with. And this also explains the future fate of violently killed children who are likewise offered the opportunity to complete their path of development on other heavenly bodies and also mature fully, although under different conditions. But it is also possible for every soul, if it seriously wants it, to return to earth again for the purpose of achieving the childship to God. If it has attained a specific degree of light and voluntarily accepts a mission which places great demands on such a soul. You humans are unable to clearly understand everything, you will never fully comprehend my reign and activity, yet I know of innumerable ways in order to help my living creations to ascend, and I also know the course and outcome of every earthly life. Nevertheless, I will only intervene myself and establish a change of an appalling course of events if a willing soul can thereby be helped, which is only known to me alone. Earthly life as a human being is difficult, and it requires effort and determination to bring it to spiritually successful completion. I will always help the weak soul if it no longer strongly opposes me. But how I express my help has to be left up to my love and wisdom, yet it will always be my endeavor to help my living creations attain full maturity, and I will always use those means which will be successful for me, since I long for my children and would let none fall into ruin which already strive towards me, which I recognize and thus also work accordingly. Amen.